Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. Pain free Friday, Pharrell's going a minute on a mahogany, waxing it up 100, 200. It's Pharrell on a bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out. A bad seat, a broken day, a bad apple, a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad, out of bad day, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Pharrell Palace, right across the river through the woods from where we got a 2-foot blizzard going on outside. But Granny's inside by the fireplace, token up a big old fatty of the Tropicana in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags to break the trends, the kind of fashion shake it up should do. But all my friends come around, flat to party up. Rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess, the town's a tatter. My brain splattered all over my hand. Should be check out. Ooh, oh, woo, woo. Oh, woo, woo. I think I might have caught something from Keith. Oh, woo. Yeah, yeah. Should do bad. Oh, woo, woo. Yeah, yeah. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Pharrell with your boy Mafia tonight. And, I just saw the strangest thing happen in the Laker-Hornet game. Did you see that? Were you watching that game, Mafia?
No, I haven't had that one on. I was watching the Ranger game with King Henrik's number being retired. It's in between periods. I didn't switch over.
Yeah, I mean, I saw all that. But that was, they re-show it in between periods? I mean, that was like an hour-long thing before the game.
Yeah, no, I just haven't changed it since I went to the break. I didn't change it.
Oh, all right. So anyway, what happened was this guy Reeves from Oklahoma that plays for the Lakers, I don't know, he got Bridges. I don't know. They started talking and chirping, but it wasn't like a fight. They were like, you know, joking around. And there was a whistle. They were talking. They were joking around. And Reeves was saying something to him and smiling and laughing. The other guy was laughing. And then Bridges did something like, you know, he put his hand down by the ground, like, this is where you are. And you know, this is where I am up here. And they teched him up. And then he went nuts. And then he walked over to the Laker bench, like, area to, like, cool down. And it was so funny because Ariza and Dwight Howard were sitting on the bench just completely taking the rest of the night off. And they were just giving him the business. These two vets were talking to him, and it made him so mad. He was just like, he turned around, he's like, yo, F you. And they're both like, they're like, do you know how many years we got in this league? Do you know how long we've been in this league, the two of us? Like 30 years. 30 years, 2 years. Shut up. It was so funny. They were like Ariza was looking at him like, oh, you young child. Yeah, you might be able to dunk, but we can all do that. You know how much money I made? Like, it was all happening. And it was Ariza and Dwight Howard giving him the business. And then meanwhile, boy, then Reeves went over and started up with Scary Terry. And he had Scary Terry laughing. Reeves is just a skinny white boy. He's the wannabe white Mamba. They love him, the Lakers. They replaced white boy Caruso with white boy Reeves. And Mafia has been trying to sign white boy Rick for the Pharrell Ballers for the last 2 years unsuccessfully. I just wanted to say that. I think he was a coke dealer or a heroin dealer or something. Bad loss for the Penguins tonight. We welcome our radio affiliates to a pain-free Friday for all events. Sirius XM, Mighty Air 1090, ESPN San Diego, near Tijuana, do you want us? Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline, USA Armed Forces. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah. Bad loss for the Penguins tonight, a shootout loss to the Red Wings in the budding rivalry that they've had forever. With the two Stanley Cup finals in 08 and 09, splitting those. Of course, they win 3-2 in a shootout, the Red Wings. That's two bad losses for the Penguins in a row, back-to-back nights. They lost to the Smoke Kraken expansion team last night in overtime, and then they lose in a shootout tonight to the Red Wings. That was upsetting to me. I did watch the Lundqvist ceremony at the world's most famous in honor of the king, Henrik Lundqvist. Two things. One, his wife is smoking hot. And I think, you know, Mafia would agree with that. I mean, that chick's hot. I don't know. Well, say that on
when
the radio?
When he looks like a sweet supermodel, you think his wife's going to be busted? Come on.
I mean, but I don't, that's fine. Whatever theory you got there, I'm just saying she's smoking hot. I don't know about all this other stuff. I just know that I think she needs to sleep with me. Anyway, the other thing I noticed was how fantastic the event was, like, done by the Rangers. The entire thing was like 5-star first class. I mean, it had it all. I mean, Messier was there, Graves, Richter. I mean, what's your boy? Well, we'll talk about it in a minute on the bench.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench with Scott Pharrell.
So we'll talk later about the football. I told Mavi tonight I didn't want any guests on the show because I'm so sick and tired of talking to people about the football games that I can't really, I think, swallow another interview with another person telling me who they like in the game. I just can't take it anymore. It's even worse, frankly, between Sunday and the Super Bowl. 2 weeks of it's just prison. It really is. It's federal too, Leavenworth. It's not even like a local jail. It's not Barney Fife. It's federal. It's, you know, Colorado Supermax. The torture of waiting for that game and talking about the same thing for 2 weeks is painful. Anyway, back to the hockey thing real quick. Henrik Lundqvist's wife is smoking hot. And then the event itself was just, and Brian Leetch was there, Messier, Richter, Graves. I mean, they had it all going. I mean, smoke, banners to the rafters, McEnroe giving him a guitar. They're giving him gifts, like, out the wazoo. People crying. Kevin Weeks doing a speech. Sam Rosen And then Lundqvist spoke, and the place was going crazy. Chanting Henrique. I mean, just for an hour. But it was well done. Like everything else, you know, there's really two places that do it better than everywhere else. And obviously, we all know, no matter where you live, I just want you to be, you know, catch up here with how it works. I just wanted to, you know, catch up. New York and Las Vegas. I mean, that's just it. They do it better than everybody else. You think you do it well, but you don't. You don't do it as well as New York and Las Vegas. Mavi, you would agree with that. Like, there's no point in arguing it. All these teams have their fancy, you know, events and big nights and big, you know, celebrations and lights out and pregame, you know, festivities and all this other stuff. And there's only two that do it better than everybody else, and it's New York and Las Vegas.
Well, of course, they're, you know, the capitals of shows, you know, live shows. On, I mean, obviously, L.A. has a lot of stuff, too. I'm not gonna, but they aren't the same with sports as they are in New York and Vegas with,
you know, all the shows. They make movies there.
Right. So, you know, you want to talk about, like, stage shows and things, you know, live right there in front of you. It's New York and it's Vegas, and they do it when they do all their events. It's, you know, whether it's before they even got a team in Vegas, you know, when they do the boxing events and you have, like, all the walk-ins the guys have with the effects and the different, you know, musical acts that they would bring in with them. And then New York when they have all their, you know, concerts or even things like this. You know, Broadway, just Jersey retirements, they always have to put on a big show for it.
I think that, like, L.A. will be great for the Super Bowl because of the weather. It's going to be, you know, 65 degrees and sunny every day. And it's going to be, you know, nice and pleasant. And, you know, in the day, chilly at night, but nothing that you can't handle. Like 50 at night is, you know, to us in New York, you know, we live in New York City. So to us, 50 degrees is like going to a tailgate at a Giants game. I mean, that's what that is. And that's a nice one, too, like, you know, sweatshirt.
Yeah, it's a tailgate in September. That's not even a tailgate, like, November.
I mean, it's pretty much October. September's still 80. 78 degrees in September through those NFL games. You're talking October, Halloween, it's 50 degrees, 45. And then all I know is 65 and 50 is a joke. That's why LA is great for the Super Bowl is the weather. No other reason. We've been to everything there. Fights, World Series. I've seen it all in L.A. Stanley Cup Finals. I've, you know, you name it. Santa Anita Derby, Breeders' Cup. I've been to Rose Bowls. I've been to everything. I have been to everything in L.A. At Dodger games, you know, Angel Game, World Series multiple times. All I know is that it's always great to have stuff in L.A. because of the weather. That's just it. Like, have you ever once seen in your life anything like the, you know, Pasadena on New Year's Day at the Rose Bowl? Every single year since before Christ, it's sunny that day and like 70 degrees. I mean, have you ever seen anything like it? Like, there's not a cloud in the sky every year for 100 years. That's why LA is great for big events. That's it. That's the only reason. It's the only reason. Everything else is a nightmare there. The traffic's a nightmare. Everything's a nightmare. Everything. Hotels, nightmare. Traffic, nightmare. Everything. Everything's a nightmare. And, but like, you know, it's my kind of nightmare. I lived there for 10 years. I loved it. And what sucks for me is, I just, you know, got to be honest, is that, you know, I've said this a million times, I'll say it a million one. I always loved living there the most of anywhere I ever lived, and when I lived in Huntington Beach. And I have lived in New York City for 22 years, and I you know, I guess, Mavi, you know what I'm going to say. I've adapted to it. I'm used to it. I like it. I won't deny that I like it here as a city, right? It's the greatest city on earth. I won't deny that. but I'm not a big, huge fan of it. Like in terms of like the stress of it and the you know, the overall temperature of it. Like it's not the weather. I'm talking about people just here. Just you're not safe here. You are not safe here. You can walk out the street to get a bagel and get your head blown off. And that's just all there is to it. And everybody knows it. It's a very dangerous place. And people don't want to admit it, but it is. And you can feel safe. It's all in your head. It's all in your head. You can feel like you're safe here. But you and I both know you're not. I mean, it's not a safe place anymore. And it's changed in the last 2 years with COVID for sure. And the economy and everything else. But listen, I've lived here for a long time. I'm used to it. I'm used to the blizzards. I'm used to the, you know, the violence. I'm used to the chaos, the stress, the traffic. It's, you know, you and I are used to it. In fact, this is all you've ever known. But I've been lucky enough to live everywhere in my career, working in all these markets, San Francisco, L.A., Miami, Atlanta, New York, even Philly, Chicago. I've worked in all of them. And I, you know, I had my best years in terms of like, you know, happiness in terms of I really love my life in this place. It would be Southern California. As you know, I still go back there every year surfing, vacationing. I'm, you know, looking at living there again when I retire from doing this. There's no way I'll live here when I'm done doing this. And I don't, you know, anymore, like the only reason I'm here now is my kids. And, my kids are in high school, and when they're done, anything's possible. I mean, I already have a studio in my house, right, that I do the shows from, and I really love my job. I do like working at Sports Grid. I re-signed with Sports Grid. I stayed with them. I love working with Sports Grid, and it's cool, and I dig it. But as far as I'm concerned, I could do it anywhere. I could do it in hell, and I could do it good in hell. I could do it anywhere. You know it. I know it, Mafia. We all know it. I could do it anywhere. I could do it from a prison and still be good, as long as they have enough electrical outlets. But anyway, there's, you know, L.A. to me for the Super Bowl, all it is to me is great weather and I'm going home. And, you know, immediately I'm making plans with good friends to, you know, grab a bite here and there. And it's going to be a busy week, but I'm stoked for it. They were going through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
So, Mafia, I went in the Varela tub tonight out in the blizzard. So I have a big hot tub that I got from a NFL buddy of mine who let's just say what we have here is a lack of communication. Was that how that Guns N' Roses song went at the beginning? Remember that one, Mafia?
Yeah, though what we got here is a failure to communicate.
That was it. I had, what we had was a relationship gone sour for one of my buddies in the NFL, and he got just a nasty divorce, and he said, yo, Pharrell, listen, I got to leave, and if you want my hot tub, I've never used it, it's brand new. He said, I got to get it out of this yard, man. I've been evicted, and I was like, You want me to take your hot tub? Is that what you're asking me to do? And he's like, yeah, man, just take it. I'm not here no more. I'm out of here. I go, where are you going? He goes, I'm gone. I'm like, well, where? He's like, gone. I'm like, yeah, man, I'll grab the hot tub. And so I went and got the hot tub with my buddy by my landscaper dude friend, and I said, listen, can I use your truck? Can you get your boys to help me roll a hot tub down the hill? And we got it. I brought it over to my crib. I had my landscaper dude do the grounding of it with all the electrical. I hired a electrical dude to do all the, hookups and the, electrical outlets, and then run it into a sub panel in my house. And it cost me, it's like a $6,000 hot tub. And I got it hooked up for $3,000 and done the landscaping, the rocks, the wiring, the electrical. I got it all done. And then I didn't have to pay for the hot tub. I just paid for the other stuff. So basically it would have been like a $9,000 job for like $3,000. And I did it. And then I got it going and it's just rocking, man. This thing is just rocking. You remember I used to have one, Mafia, at the old house. And I like having a hot tub because I know a lot of people think they're just a eyesore or they're just, you don't use them enough or whatever. Fair enough. Well, I use it because I'm constantly, playing basketball 7 days a week. My body hurts. So I sit in hot tubs at the club and I sit in hot tubs at home. And I went and sat in it tonight in a blizzard. So it was just raging outside. We're getting 2 feet of snow or whatever in New York City right now. And I'm like, I'm out sitting naked in a hot tub with a ski cap on, listening to heavy metal music in the middle of a snowstorm blizzard. And my dog sitting right next to me like a champion, 130 pounds of Cujo violence and viciousness. Anyone comes near me, the dog will tear their arm off. I mean, literally, the dog will eat you. The only person it's nice to is Mafia. It loves Mafia for some reason. And he's good to him.
I'm lovable.
Mafia watched the dog many times. But the dog doesn't really like anybody. And he guards me. He just sits there. He just sits on the porch. And he's like, anyone comes near this place, they're done. I'm just sitting in there naked in the hot tub, just buck 4, rocking it. And I got full, like, 8 jets going on my aching feet and legs. It was Gandhi. I had my head sitting back, tilted back in the open air, freezing cold outside, 0 degrees. And I'm sitting there, and the snow is just pelting me in the face like a blizzard. And I'm just like, it felt so good. It was like getting free acupuncture. That's what it felt like. I'm sitting out there naked in the hot tub with pelting snow smacking my face. And I was like, God damn, this feels pretty good. I sat out there for like 40 minutes. When I got out, my hands were prunes and I was dead tired. I came down here tonight to do the show. I'm lucky I'm even awake. And that, tomorrow's just going to suck because I got to get up.
Those things are dangerous like
that.
You can fall asleep when it's easy.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what you want, right? For me to fall asleep in the hot tub and die?
No, I'm saying anybody. Like anybody, when you relax in that, oh, man, it's you could pass you out easily. That's why you got to be careful with those, because if you get stuck in that for a long time, especially if you're inside and where it's not like vented and stuff, that could dry you out. You get dehydrated and messed up real quick with that.
Yeah, well, I told 34C to check on me. I said I'm gonna be out there for no more than 45 minutes, so set your alarm and check on me in 30 minutes. And she opened up the door and she said, are you all right? I'm like, but I had it all going. I was listening to Godsmack and Metallica and Foo Fighters, and I had it all going. And it's awesome because, like, where I live in the woods, like, there's cars that come by once in a while. And when they come by, they make this turn, right? And when they make this turn, the lights, they can't see me back there at all, but I can see them. And their lights hit the steam that's coming off the jacuzzi, right? And it is just pouring up in the air. Like it's just like a giant, it looks like a giant hot tub at Aspen or Vail, right? It's just like a giant hot tub, steaming ass, smoke coming out of it like it's on fire, steam, because it's freezing cold outside. I take the lid off and it's just like a giant, it looks like, dryer smoke coming out. When your vent kicks the dryer smoke out in the backyard. and it's just coming right off the hot tub, and it's really cool looking when the car lights come through it, and all you see is like it's lit up like, you know, the same smoke you see at Henrik Lundqvist's retirement party today when they lifted his banner. That's what it smokes like. It's crazy, but it's pretty cool. I dig it. I'm glad I got it. It's weird because I'm the only Chop and I are the only one to go in it. She goes in it. I go in it. 34C doesn't go in it. And the young gun doesn't go in it. He's not interested. He's too cool for all of us. Like, I get him to do anything. It's a miracle. Like, tonight I'm like, hey, dude, can you just, like, go out and put the windshield covers on the cars? Like, you just have to do two of them. Remember, I already did the other one. I mean, he rolled his eyes like I'd asked him to dig a grave. He would have thought I asked him to dig a grave.
I'm like, see, I'm surprised he's getting to that. Like, that's perfect. Get the girls over, have a hot tub party. Like, that's money, those things.
I know, like, but he's so, like, these kids are such prima donnas. Like, this dude's like, I'm like, yo, just put the windshield cover on your car. All you have to do is, like, throw it over the windshield and it's done. And you would have thought I asked him to dig a grave. You know, like in a movie with a shovel, and it would take him like an hour and 5 minutes to dig, you know, 6 feet deep. And you're sitting over there having a smoke on the side, and then you kill him and stuff him in there, you know, like the mob does. And that's what it was like when I looked at him. I'm like, what's the matter, dude? Like, I give you a car. You got it all. You got money. You got it all. And can you just put the windshield cover on the car that I gave you? Would that be all right? Like, if you lifted your fingers, you lazy ass. Because I'm just not having it, right? Like, you don't want to get me going. Because you're on the full scholarship here. I mean, you got to do something. Like, here's another one he pulled on me, this kid. Like, he gives me, so I do laundry, right? I must have done 15 loads of laundry today. And the kid, so I'm doing the laundry. And I look, and I'm done doing this one load. And I looked, and like three of the sweatshirts had like shirts still in them, right? Like when he takes off his shirt and sweatshirt, he just takes them off all at once and just throws it in a ball. Like I'm going to like separate it for him, right? You know, here, let me undo these shirts that are in the sweatshirt. And, you know, let me pull those out of the sweatshirt and get them ready for, you know, the wash. What's next, Mafia? I'm going to check his pockets. I mean, like, dude, I just grab stuff and throw it in and I wash it. That's it. So when I get it out, none of those three shirts were clean. They were still like, you know, they still looked crappy as they still did when they like went teenager. In. Because they were inside. Right. They were still in the sweatshirt. They never got washed. The only thing they got washed was the sweatshirt. And I was like, you should have heard me. I was cussing in the laundry room. I'm like, you little. And then I had to rewash them. And I'm just like. First of all, I told her, I go, I'm done. I've done 15 loads, you know? I mean, let's have sex or something. I mean, somebody owes me something around here.
See, I don't know why you're even
not, you know, I'm not
that's
just...
Point. You have teenagers. That's the whole point of having kids, right? So they do the work. That's what my parents' point was. I was free labor. They didn't buy a snowblower until after I moved out of the house.
He's not man enough. He's not man enough to operate that big snowblower. And also, he's on. Like, he left. He's gone for the blizzard. He went to some kid's house for a birthday party, overnight sleepover party, drink. They're going to drink 5,000 cans of seltzer liquor, and at least 7 or 8 of them are going to vomit on each other. And then, you know, 1 or 2 of them might get lucky. It's like a sleepover bat, like a kid's having a sleepover party, you know, birthday party. And I won't see my son till Monday. I mean, I have to take him to school Monday, so I'm sure I'll see him Monday morning. But I ain't seeing him tonight. And then the other one's gone, too. So the minute this is over, I'm going to rattle 34C. I'm going to rattle her up for a little session. I've been on the road for many days. I've lacked food and water. All I've had is this hot tub bubbling on my body at 104. I'm dehydrated. I need you to perhaps be interested in a, well, small session.
When it comes to getting trusted sports gaming strategies and info, you can ask your dumb friend Kevin.
Duh!
Or you can just listen to us. We recommend us.
And we won't ask to borrow your car either.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Farrell on the Bench with Scott Farrell.
All right, so I just watched the Hornets beat the Lakers by 3. They didn't cover. You know, that's amazing to me. Because they were up 20 and they won by 3 because they quit playing. They quit trying. And the Lakers came back and were, you know, tied and late in the game. And the Hornets beat them by 3. And they had no LeBron and no AD. And yet they played with this crappy team. Stanley Johnson, Deion Jordan, Westbrook, Bradley, Ellington, Melo, Ariza, Bazemore, Reeves, and Horton Tucker. And they almost beat him. Westbrook had 35 points tonight, so everyone can kiss his ass because they've been, you know, he's finished. They're going to trade him. He's awful. He can't shoot. He sucks. He was 12 of 23 from the floor. He hit 3 threes, and he had 4 rebounds and 5 dimes. And Melo had 19. Bazemore had 13. Reeves had 16. That kid can play. He's like, he's fun to watch. Bridges had 26. LaMelo had 20. Scary Terry had 20. Ish Smith had 22. But a very unimpressive Hornet win over the Lakers. They did not cover. I'll tell you what else is going on. The Grizzlies beat the Jazz and covered for me. The Blazers covered for me. The Nuggets won for me. I took the Pelicans and the number, but I don't. They didn't cover. The Hawks burned me. I had the Celtics. The Magic burned me. I had the Pistons. The Heat covered by a hook for me over the Clippers. And the Timberwolves are giving the Suns problems right now in Phoenix. They're down 2 with 3:50 left in the third. The Suns always seem to find a way, though, don't they? I have the Spurs going as well. A minute left. They're up 7 on the Bulls. And I have the Pacers going, getting 1. And they're, I think when it tipped, they were laying 1. But they're up by 3 with point. It just ended. It just ended right now. They win it by 3, 113-110. And I covered on that game as well. And 47 seconds left in the Spurs game. They're up 6. I'm feeling I'm going to hit that game. I took the Spurs. And the Bucks and Knicks are playing now in Milwaukee. And it's a 7-point Bucks lead at the end of the first here. Giannis with the pill. Shot clock off. 5 seconds left in the first. Going to send it into the corner underneath. DiVincenzo, bucket. They go up 9 at the end of 1. In Milwaukee. So there you go. And the spread in that game was 9. And I think it was 9. It was 9. So anyway, I mean, it's so funny to me that, like, before the game, they actually had, they were the entire Laker game, they kept previewing Randall against Giannis. Randall against Giannis coming up. And I'm like, Randall? Randall is right now the worst player on the Knicks. He's the worst player on the team. I mean, it's unbelievable how bad he's been. Now, I don't know if it's permanent. It's not like I think, you know, that he can't score. But once again, he's got no points in this game. No points, Mafia, after a quarter. He played 12 of the, you know, minutes, and he was 0 of 2. He had 4 rebounds, 2 assists, no points. I mean, even Mitchell Robinson has 4 points. This has become R.J. Barrett's team, and I think that they should trade Fournier Walker, I don't think anybody wants Kemba Walker. He's shot. His career's over. It really is. His knees are shot. He's got flat tires. Flat tires. I'd trade Burks. I'd trade Noel. I'd keep Grimes, Barrett, and Reddish, Toppin, Quickly, automatic. I'd keep those. Quickly, Reddish, Toppin, Grimes, Barrett, and I guess I'd keep Mitchell Robinson unless somebody blew me away, because I think he's a clumsy stone hands. I think he, you know, obviously he can block some shots, get some rebounds, he can dunk, but he can't shoot. He can't do anything else. He definitely can't shoot. So he can only dunk. And that's all he can do is shoot a layup or a dunk. And, you know, the layups are iffy at best. But I guess you got to have some kind of big. He's gotten better at not fouling out or not being in massive foul trouble. I'll give him that much. But Randall has become he's become a joke. He's averaging 18, 9, and 5. But in his last 10 games, he's down to 15. This game, he's got no points. Against Milwaukee this year, he's averaging 18. On the road, he's averaging 17. And I don't know where that's been, but, you know, in the last 10 games, he's averaged 37% from the floor, 24% from 73% from the line, and he's just been terrible. Every game has gotten worse. And that's just all there is to it. He's averaging almost 4 turnovers. He just looks like he's a mope and doesn't care, and he just looks out of shape to me. I know that sounds crazy for a guy that plays as much as he does, but he doesn't look good to me, Mafia. You've seen him play. Does he look like he's in shape to you? He looks fat to me, and like he just doesn't even care.
And now he just he's not even, you know, doing what you need him to do now. Like you said, he's turned the ball over. He's never been like a high percentage shooter, but at least he was hitting at a decent percent. Now he's a liability because he's taking more, the same amount of shots, getting less points because he's just not taking good shots. And then he's always been like, you know, mediocre on defense at best, but you let it go because he was leading you offensively. Now he's not. Now he's not the guy. Like you said, it's Barrett, it's Grimes, these other guys, these young guys coming into their own. And he's just out there taking the same amount of shots that he shouldn't be because they're not his shots anymore. Now it's their shots. Well, you have Kemba Walker, you know, they'll come in there and jack up, you know, a bunch of shots on the odd game that he plays. So I agree with you 100%. Trade some of these veterans. If you can get something for them, trade them and, you know, start, I'm not going to say a rebuild because these guys have talent, but start kind of a semi-rebuild because let these guys take the reins and see what you can do with them with Tibbs the rest of the season. It's not like you're sitting there in the third or fourth seed and you're going to be a contender if you keep these vets. You're barely in the play-in area right now. Probably not going to make it at all. Just start to see what you have with the future and build towards that instead of letting these guys eat up these minutes that they're, you know, not using in the right fashion. He's like, we play with guys like him in the gym where they're just out of shape and they're slow and they're still putting up 30 shots. And it's like, dude, use your teammates, you know, play the ball the right way. But no, that's their mentality. Like, you know, I got ball, we'll shoot. It's like, well, then I don't want to play with you.
Yeah, you know, I'll give you this. I think that, the Cavaliers have like a team that's young and hungry and they play like it every night and they want to win. And the Knicks have a veteran, half-filled, veteran-laden, other half young team that's hungry. So they got a half a team that's a veteran, iso ball, hero ball, ball hog, lazy, fat, moping veterans. I mean, that's just all there is to it. Like, Randall's a mope. And so, why not just go all young and just go for it with a young team and excite the fans at the Garden? Because I got to tell you, like, I watched the Knicks lose to the Cavs. The Cavs look so much more exciting than the Knicks because they're young and they're fast and they run and they finish. And they only have, like, you know, Kevin Love's really the only real legitimate veteran guy that's producing. You know, they're playing Evan Mobley and Garland and all these guys, they're all young and aggressive, right? And I think that the Knicks kind of, it's like an imbalance, Mafia. There's an imbalance. It's not level. It's just, it's like it's like a boat that's leaning one way because there's too much stuff on the left side of the boat. You know what I mean? Like, I just think it's not even. They have too many mopes and guys that just don't give a damn. Look, Kemba Walker is finished. I mean, no one wants to see it. No one likes it. That's fine. I get it. But the reality is he plays once every 2 weeks and his knees are shot. And he says it's one knee. I don't care if it's one or two. He's shot. He's been injured now for 2-3 years straight. He never plays. And then there's no doubt he could have a big night once in a blue moon. Same with Fournier. Fournier's not injured. He just sucks. Okay, so like one night he'll have 40, and then the next night he'll have 7. I mean, he's so hot and cold. Like, if he's missing threes, this guy's a disaster. If he's on, he can have a big night. But the reason why your boy Thibodeau doesn't give him burn that much is because he does suck. He's just not that good. He's a Frenchman that jacks threes, and if he's not hitting, he is ugly. And I don't frankly think he, you know, I've heard all this stuff I can take about him playing defense. He don't play no defense. Evan Fournier is not stopping anybody. I'm sorry. He's not stopping anybody. And look, you know, I don't deny that Burks can hit some shots, Alec Burks, but they get rid of him tomorrow like a spit. If you're out walking your dog, just like a hawker. I'm just like, Luga, you know, I can get rid of this guy faster than I can spit. Like, who cares? Oh, he can hit a jumper. Here he is shooting a three right now. He makes it. There you go. Congratulations. He can't stop anybody. He's too slow. And he can shoot. That's it. But if he's off, he's a disaster too. He reminds me kind of like of me, in a sense, playing, because he has a shot. There's no doubt the guy can shoot. But he's got like that no lateral movement, hips, defense, slow kind of. He plays like a slow white guy. Meanwhile, he's a brother, right? You know what I mean, Mafia? Have you seen Alex Burks play? That's what he plays like. Like, he's like a white dude with that's over the hill. And I'm right. That's what he plays like. He don't guard nobody.
Right, and because you have, you know, guys like these eating up minutes because they're vets, they're making money, so you're not going to bench them. Now you get situations where all of a sudden, you know, these guys are out, and Quentin Grimes goes off, and people are like, oh, wow, where'd this guy come from? It's like, well, he's been stuck on the bench because he doesn't make the damn, you know, penny, but these guys make the big contracts, so you got to play them. They're eating up minutes. These are, I mean, why are we playing Kemba instead of Quickly? You know, work this guy out. See if he's got – you got to play these guys, see if you got anything with them, or if you got to go draft and fix, you know, around them.
I don't think one person in the NBA would take Kemba Walker right now. For what reason?
Not unless the Knicks did a bunch of contract.
Right. His contract's enormous, and he's got no wheels. So what if he can score? He plays once every 3 weeks. I mean, it's embarrassing what he's given the Knicks. You know, less than nothing. Isn't that the name of a movie? Here's Grimes hitting a three-bomb. I kind of like his game. So I don't know. They make me sick. I every time I watch them, I get agita. I really do. It's Pharrell on a bench. With people. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
All right, Pharrell on the bench on a pain-free Friday with Mafia. And obviously, we're going to get into those football games in the next hour. Real quick, the big story tonight, right after we got off Coast to Coast on the TV side today, was that Brian Daboll got that job as the Giants head coach to join his buddy Shane, the new GM. They both came from Buffalo. He beat out Flores and, like, I guess Leslie Frazier for the job. That's who won the job. Dable got it. He's the new head coach of the New York Football Giants, the G-Man Big Blue. And he's the offensive coordinator genius behind the Bills and Josh Allen. He's the guy that has coached Allen since he came into the league from Wyoming. And we've all seen what happened to him. And we've all seen how good that Buffalo Bills offense is. And so Shane from the front office, the GM, and now Brian Dable, the new head coach in New York of the Giants. And I think they got a good one, Moff. I mean, I think this cat actually can coach. And I'm going to seriously give him some time here. I think the last, you know, since Coughlin, they haven't made one good hire, not even close. They were all awful. I think this one, because, you know, Mara and Tisch finally realized they got to hire a GM that makes the call, not Dave Gettleman or anyone else. So this guy, Shane, went in there, brought his boy Dable from Buffalo, and I think the two of them actually have a chance. I think they actually have a chance to turn around the Giants, and maybe not next year, but I think in 2-3 years they'll be winning again like they have always won. It's Pharrell on the Bench.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.